Lovely. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, same stuff, different day.
And different room.
Yeah, different. I
I've
know
got a different background
you
today.
looked so frightened when you saw the new background. Like you looked really concerned that there was a different background you'd never
Where
seen before.
are you?
You know, like I was
Yeah.
like stolen or kidnapped or something.
Yeah. Or you just like had enough and left home. Gone on the
That's
hunt for Merle.
right. That's probably the most realistic guess yet.
Yeah, the real story isn't quite as interesting, really, that you've just gone home to Michigan for the weekend.
Yeah, it's not as nearly as fun as hunting down moral dangers.
No. Less likely to get you arrested, though, which is positive.
Which is probably the only reason I haven't done it. Honestly, I kind of need a job.
It's a very valid reason. And to not be incarcerated would be, yeah, I mean, it's nice, isn't it, to have your freedom?
Yeah, I don't really want to be in jail.
No.
No, so. Well, how are you?
Yes, same old, same old.
Same stuff, different
Yeah,
day.
haven't got anything exciting to tell you.
I'm sorry. That's kind of sad.
Well, it's kind of not. I've had exciting periods in my life, and I put exciting in quotation marks because most of the time exciting equals stressful. So I'm quite happy to things to be quite boring.
I got you.
At least I know what's happening.
Yeah, I got you, Sam. Sometimes boring and dull is better,
Yes,
right?
I like to think of it as uneventful, which is
Got
only a positive thing.
it. Okay.
I've been working hard trying to prep this episode.
You
Suppose there's
have been
been
working
that.
hard. I'm proud of you. Thank you.
It's quite all right. It's quite right.
I'm excited to hop into it, to get it going.
Well, it's another one of our spotlight on episodes, and this time we are doing a spotlight
Do,
on.
do, do,
Thank you for
do.
that
You're welcome.
intro. It's a spotlight on lost and forgotten storylines, which I genuinely think that we spoke about this in like the first podcast that we ever did, that we floated this idea.
I think we did. No, I think we did too. It's so
So
funny because the alcohol above your head looks like a crown for people that can only hear us and not see us. The
yeah, I've
alcohol
got.
bottles up on her top of her fridge
I'm wearing them
looks
like
like a crown above her head of
a
alcohol.
tiara of
That's what
wine.
it looks like. That's what it looks like. A tiara of wine above your head. Like the queen of wine is talking to me right now.
I mean that I have been called that before,
Sorry.
so it's fine. Yeah, I've got a couple of bottles of red and a bottle of pink Prosecco up there in readiness for Christmas because I'm getting organized.
Well, that's your crown of the day.
My alcohol crown. It's better
So,
than an alcohol
I love it.
haze.
That's
Yeah.
true. At least it's still in the
Yeah.
bottle.
Oh dear.
So yes, you've been working hard. Working
Yes.
hard for the money. Do,
Yep.
do, do, do. So
Working
hard
hard
for
for the
the
money.
money. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, spotlight on Tiffany's still bobbing her head, she's still singing ahead.
I
But
was sorry.
don't ever apologize for getting into the groove. But yeah, so I with the last spotlight episode, we weren't really sure. We just kind of dove in and saw how it worked out. And so we're gonna do the same with this one. We've sort of got some categories loosely and some subcategories loosely. And we haven't really discussed any of them. We've sort of separately got ideas.
Yes.
So
Yes.
this might be a hellacious mess, or it might be our best work yet. Well,
Who knows?
who knows? But that's the ex there you go. Look, my life just got exciting. There's jeopardy. I'm about to venture into the unknown with you. My God. How quickly life turns.
Is so fun. I
Might
know.
open one of
That
those bottles of wine.
took a spin. Uh-oh.
No.
Now we're
Now we're
talking.
talking. It's 5:45. It's legitimately fine for me to be drinking at this time. Well, I'll see how far we get before I feel the need to crack into one.
If it were me, it might be a different situation. Well, I mean, it's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon over here.
Oh, you can have a lunchtime drink.
I could probably get away with it. Yeah, I can get away with that.
Yeah, with sure. Definitely if you've got a solid meal with it, like a nice hearty meal, you can definitely get away with a glass and a half. You'll be fine.
With a glass and a half now.
Mind you, this is you that we're talking about. So maybe just three sips. We'll pace ourselves.
Definitely pace ourselves, for sure. Yes.
But this is getting out of hand. Before we veer any further off track, shall we dive in and see how this goes?
We shall.
Okay. So one of my loose categories was in the station.
Which I loved. I loved the wording of that. I thought that was super cute.
Thanks. And I just picked out some things that happened in the station, around the station, involving the team sort of in general that they the writers started and didn't necessarily finish.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of semi-chronological order, maybe. I don't know. But the first thing that I came up with was the cool gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to all the cool stuff?
Hey!
We are back, and you are in more familiar surroundings.
We're back from outer space.
Is Michigan in outer space? I thought Michigan was just out east. Yeah. It's clearly further away.
Should have changed the lyric. I didn't catch it that quick enough. It's only 4:17 a.m.
Oh, God.
Which, hi, Carla. I told Carla I'd say hi to her because she so patiently has been waiting for this episode to come out.
I think it was Carla that commented on Instagram that if people were waiting the next episode, they should just go back and re-listen to the last 40 that we've done, because that's what she does.
Which, how like, I don't know if it made you feel special, but I felt very warm inside when I saw how many people had our podcast. And do you see people were doing like their number one listen to things?
The Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah. And just to see our podcast on so many people's, that was so awesome.
I could not believe it. Mind well and truly blown.
Yes. And just, it meant so much to me. Like, I teared up. I just, thank you, everybody. It just, the small idea of us getting together and just talking about a show we love turning into what it's been has just been very humbling.
It really is. And yeah, we just feel so privileged and honored to kind of be going on this little journey with you, because I mean, really, it's just when we started, it was just you and I sort of plodding along.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to think that there are all these people coming with us. And I love interacting with people. And I love it, like, when we are aware of the people that are with us, you know what I mean? I love hearing from people. And like, seeing that on people's Spotify Wrapped, seeing that we were, you know, number one in some cases.
Yeah.
And, you know, in people's top five. And it's just mad. So thank you guys so much for coming with us.
Yeah, Carla always messages me on Wednesdays. She's like, happy TNM day. That's what she calls it. every Wednesday. So I agree that I like the way you worded it, that they've come along with us on this journey. So, and I can't wait to see where we, you know, what's next, where we go.
I know. And I've been keeping this a little bit secret, squirrel.
Uh-oh.
I might still edit it out. I'll see how I feel when I come to edit it. But I think I might have an opportunity to meet some people in person early next year, maybe.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
In a warmer climate than mine, possibly. Mm.
Okay.
Maybe.
We don't know. We're seeing.
We don't know. But hey, you never know. So that would be an exciting time.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens, this warmer place,
Yeah. I have to start slathering sunblock on now.
I'm trying to think of a word that it rhymes with, but I can't. I can't think of a word that the location rhymes with to give people a hint. I was going to be punny or witty, but it's just not coming to me at these wee hours of the morning.
I mean, I can do like one of the comedy, you know, rhyming things where it's literally the words with two letters added to
right,
them.
Right, right.
But there happens to be a football team that plays out of this particular city that I may be visiting that I'm a big fan of and that Danielle is also a big fan of, it turns out.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Co-owned by Glennon Doyle, Abby Wambach, Serena Williams. A couple of actors are involved.
I did not know that it was like owned like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's female owned.
I did not know that.
And yeah, it's female owned. All female owned, or mostly female. Like there might be a couple of like Y chromosomes in the background somewhere, maybe. But the people, it's yeah, but it's run by women. The controlling yeah. parties are all women.
That's a
very inclusive place to be.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah. I can always relate everything back to football. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I got you.
But anyway, I might be visiting that place, maybe.
Okay.
Where that football team is.
That was a good way to slide it in there. That works.
That works. Tell you what else works. Cool gadgets at the station.
Yeah. They work until you just don't.
That was a terrible segue. Until you don't bother with them anymore.
Yeah, until you just can't find them anymore.
And then they become a lost storyline.
They do. There we go. We made it. It was a little bumpy, but we made it.
It was a struggle.
It was like, it reminded me of
things in life aren't always linear.
Like off-roading cars, like when it gets really bumpy and it's like, do, 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 do. Like that's what it reminded me of. Yeah. But we made it. We slid in.
We got there.
We did.
Which I think is what we were talking about before the hotel Wi-Fi and other things converged to stop us. That Tiffany's doing I nearly called you Julia. That's my fiance.
We're both German.
Tiffany was doing a converging hand motion.
Yeah, like I was trying to think of something like anatomic, like an atom or something. But again, it's too early.
Oh no, I'm not very good at science.
I'm not either.
Yeah, no, don't do science things.
Yeah, that's why I kind of just gave up. I just let it go.
Yeah. Gotta love that you're a nurse. And I used to be a personal trainer. So yeah. you've got all that. Like we both had to do like bio
classes.
Chemistry
yeah.
at some point. And we're both of us like, no, let's stay well away from that.
Yeah, don't ask me how I made it through those classes. I have no idea. I don't even remember them at all. So.
Oh no. I found all my personal training stuff. We were like cleaning stuff out and like moving stuff over from the office and I saw all my training stuff was all there in all the folders and I opened it up to a page and saw the diagrams of like molecules and stuff and you know and I just kind of looked and went nope. The law is easier. Like that's how much I hate all the science. Law is easier.
Seriously, that's so funny. You're like, I'll stick with law.
Yeah. So and we've gone on that bumpy track again. We've disappeared off again.
We have. Sorry, guys. We're coming back.
Sorry, we do this. We're coming back. Cool gadgets.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, so what happened to all the cool stuff?
I don't know. Why would you want to get rid of all the cool stuff?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I'm a fan of the cool stuff.
Okay. Like all of it or just some of it?
No, any of it. I don't think I miss
wow.
it. We had the VR headset was the first cool thing that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
In quotation marks, cool thing that we saw. And the one thing that I did really love was how Ben was so into it. It just like I bought my dad a VR headset for Christmas a few years ago and literally we didn't see him for the rest of the day. He was just sat he was sat in an armchair in my living room, just with this thing like on his face, just looking around the room, like waving his arms around for like the next 4 hours. The only time he removed it from his face was to just take a sip of wine and put his glass back down. And then the VR went back on his face. And it just reminded me of that. It's like such a boys and their toys thing.
Yeah. And you still didn't dig it.
No, because it takes away from the firefighting for me.
Okay.
And in 109, Andy says that she and Jack have authorized some cool gadgets. I think that she calls them cool gadgets. Mm-hmm. And then we see a CO2 sphere in 110.
Now that was cool.
Which I'm assuming is one of the cool gadgets.
That one was cool.
And then that's the end. See, I didn't think it was cool.
I thought it was neat. It was a cool tool for them to use when they, I mean, obviously helped.
Yes, and anything that makes their lives a bit easier, I'm all for, except I'm not.
Yeah, I can. I'm I was all just going to say, because I love really, them. Are you really, though?
And I don't want them to get hurt. But on the other side, it just makes it that you get less cool firefighting scenes. If you can just see Andy like whip a little ball out of her pocket and lob it into a fire and it's done. Or you can see Andy like, you know, yelling down the radio, "We're running out of water," and, you know, "Get a hose," and like they're lumping hoses and they're dragging things. And that's more interesting to watch than, oh, here's a sphere. I'm going to lob it in here. And look at that. The fire's out.
So two things.
Yes.
One, please. You're very passionate about that. I was not expecting that at 4:27 in the morning. You're all in.
Better than coffee, baby.
And two, why did I picture Pokemon when you were, how you were holding this spear, like when you were like, going to throw it? Try Pikachu or whatever they say. That's what I totally pictured. How you had your hands up holding the CO2 sphere. So that's what you guys are missing, like this, when you're not seeing us.
Sphere.
Yeah. Well, that's what she looked like. So visual for you guys.
I talk with my hands all the time. You do miss out on my visuals.
You do.
Peeps, because the hands are constantly in action.
I think I'm more facial. I use my hands not so much on the podcast.
Yeah, you are.
I'm more facial than, yeah, and you're more with your hands, for sure.
I'm very animated.
That's why we sometimes explain to you guys what we see the other one doing.
Yeah, because Tiffany does, like, you do miss out, like, not seeing Tiffany's expressions, especially if she's, like, mad about something. If she's mad,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Tiffany has zero poker face. There is no poker face involved at all.
No, I don't have a poker face. I'm sorry. I agree. I don't. I wear my, what do they say? You wear your heart on your sleeve. Is that what they say?
Yes.
I think I do.
You
that.
Wear yours on your face.
Yeah. You wear yours on your face. I love how that sounded. You wear yours on your face.
You do wear yours on your face.
So I've actually been up since 2. I couldn't sleep. And I was watching reels. And Adele came up. And then I started to miss you because I was listening to Adele, not sing, but talk. And I was like, I wonder where she's from. Where's her accent from? Where's Adele from?
Essex.
Is she?
Essex.
Okay.
That's why I always say to you, it's when you do your English accent, I always say to you, it's like having an audience with Adele, because I think that your accent always goes straight to Essex.
Ah, I'll start taking it as a compliment now. I sound like Adele.
Yeah, it was always meant as one.
Oh, okay. I can't sing like Adele.
In
but
what
I
universe is it a slight if you say it's like being with Adele? Adele's amazing.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I can't sing like her, but I can talk like her. Oh, I'm halfway there. Hello, it's me. I can do the talking parts of the song.
You. It is you.
And we're back off down that
goodness.
Bumpy road. And there we go.
But you've done great steering us back. You've done great steering us back. Yes, where were we? Cool gadgets. Yeah, the only... Tiffany's given me... She's got her head tipped back, drinking something that I am going to assume is an energy drink. Yeah, Monster. Out of a can, giving me the thumbs up with the other hand. Because we're back. The only thing that I can think of as to why the gadgets have gone is that when Sullivan turned up, he nixed it.
Okay, but the headset should have still been there because they had already bought it, right? They'd already spent all the moolah.
Yeah, but maybe he returned it.
Oh, he took it away.
Sold
to
it
be
on.
Mean?
Yeah, because he's just like, come on, children, this is a fire station, not a creche.
Which I could totally see and, Solomon doing.
Yeah, yeah, we don't play with toys.
Yeah, I could totally see him doing that.
What we do is we go and we sit at the upright piano and we sing show tunes.
Fully. We sit there, which is like the wooden, that's like an old wooden piano too. Like that's like old, it's like old school. Like
that's a lovely upright piano.
It is, but it's old. Just saying.
Yeah, but the best ones are old.
Yeah, that's true. They sound the best.
Played in.
Okay, so we agree that, yeah, Sullivan's a bully. That's where we were at.
Sullivan probably took the toys away.
Meanie.
Is what we're thinking. But I don't miss it. I'd rather concentrate on the traditional heroics and the emotion rather than like sci-fi stuff.
Okay.
I think. And it all just felt a bit sci-fi to me.
Okay.
But you miss
so the VR thing I can take or leave the VR headset. I mean, I wasn't overly advocate one way or the other for that. But I thought that ball thing was cool. And I think to me it was like seeing more sides of what tools they have in their toolbox. But I understand what you're saying.
I'd be interested to know how often things like that are used.
Right.
Kind of how many fire stations deploy stuff like that and how much something like that would cost.
Yeah, I agree. And because, I mean, obviously we never saw it again. So, like, was that just a concept that they had for that episode? Is like, oh, this would be cool. Or is that something that fire stations actually do use? It's just very rare. You know, it kind of opens up all these questions that it makes you like just wonder yeah. about.
Yeah. Answers on the back of a postcard, please.
a pretty one.
Or you can just email us. Yeah. Do we have anything more to say about gadgets?
Maybe I just hope that we get some new cool ones.
You
future.
Want more gadgets?
Just, I don't know. I like to see, so kind of how you were like, you know, how if I have them running with the hose and, oh, we're out of water. I kind of liked, that's something I missed from the earlier episodes is there was an episode where Dean was like explaining to Warren when he was new, kind of like the actual like scientific parts of the fire and how it worked. And I kind of like seeing that yeah. side of it and like actually learning about the fire and learning about like actually learning something. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And so if it can be like something where like we're actually learning something about the fire or something they use, then I just think that's cool. That's all.
Yeah. Same. I'll go with that. If it's realistic,
yeah.
If it's something that is actually done, then let us see it.
Right, exactly.
If it's just sci-fi to make it look cool on TV, then bin it. How's that?
Yes, I agree. We'll be on the same
good compromise.
Page.
I like it.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
What's that?
I don't know who used to sing that. Was that Shania Twain? I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Is that Shania Twain? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but it don't impress me much.
Oh,
what did she do?
Drop the mic.
Even my dogs liked it.
I loved that. That might go down in podcast history right there.
Shall we move on to a subject that is close to my heart, which is in the sports arena?
Uh-oh.
Softball.
Softball.
I don't know a great deal about the game of softball.
Okay, I used to play it in middle school.
I was going to say, I think it's quite an American thing. Although saying that, it is a friend of mine over here, one of my very good friends, met her husband on a mixed sex softball team.
A co-ed team?
Yeah.
Cool.
Met her husband there, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like 20 years ago. So clearly it's a good place to meet people. But I used to watch a lot of baseball, and I know that softball is mm-hmm. very similar. Mm-hmm. The ball is larger.
Yeah, it's just larger and soft and softer, actually.
Oh, that'll explain it. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
But apparently 19 has a softball team. Yeah. They have a softball team.
And this is so mean that we haven't seen it. Like,
why don't we see the softball team, Tiffany?
Even if it's instead of co-ed, co-station, where like they intermingle to make the team. I don't care. I agree. Why are we not seeing them play softball?
I need to see the sports.
You need to see Maya playing softball.
I think it'd be funny to see Karina playing softball. That I would pay good money to see. That would be hilarious.
But I agree with you. I love sports too. And the fact that we're not seeing, you know, a day off. I mean, they went camping for crying out loud. They can play a softball game.
And there was actually a Grey's Anatomy softball episode.
Then why can't we have a Station 19 softball episode?
I know. They could play against Grey Sloan. That would be great. I think they totally missed a trick with the 23 versus 19 rivalry, because that could have spilled over onto the field.
Yes.
They could have had some real fun, because Andy would have like literally switched teams.
Right.
Because she went from 19 to 23.
Right. Ah.
The two times that we've heard softball mentioned, it was in relation to Andy, because in 110, when Andy uses the sphere that we were talking about, the CO2 sphere, Dearborn says to Andy, oh, when I'm captain of 19, I'm going to make you the pitcher.
Right, because she can throw it.
And then and then 214, we find out that she's actually the shortstop. Andy's actually the shortstop for the team. And Maya is literally an Olympian. She is literally an Olympian. How much fun would it be to see her get stressed out over everyone's either like lack of athletic ability or like lack of effort?
Yeah, or can't follow the rules.
That would be so funny. Yeah. Like just getting like really mad at everybody.
Yeah.
Because clearly she would. There would have been so many baseball caps, and that would have made you happy. We know how you feel about a baseball cap.
Made me very happy.
Specifically Andy and Maya in baseball caps.
And Merle.
And Merle in a baseball cap. Yeah.
Yeah. And we have to see Chief Ross in a baseball cap.
So I am really upset about this whole softball thing. I don't think there was a mention of softball after season two. Certainly not one that I can recall.
No. And, you know, I wasn't as upset going in, but you've got me. I'm equally upset now.
And I don't know about you, but I am I'm a massive fan of A League of Their Own. A League of Their Own was my favorite.
I love A League of Their Own.
It was my favorite movie as a kid. Then they did the reboot for Amazon last year, the year before maybe.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my God, Tiffany, you need to watch it. It does not disappoint. It is amazing.
It's on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, yeah.
Okay, because I love the movie. I hate the end of the movie, but I love that movie.
Yes, it's so good. Like the movie's like one of my favorite movies of all time. It had to be you. It's such a, oh my, there's so many.
Wonderful you. It had to be you.
I love you, baby. It was just so good. Rosie O'Donnell. Oh my God. Get in my life. Madonna. That's the best performance she's ever put in as an actor. Yeah. She was incredible.
What was the other? Gina Davis.
Oh, don't even get me started on Gina Davis. Gina Davis is just one of my favorite humans on the planet. Gina Davis is amazing.
Yes.
I may have had something of a crush on Gina Davis for about a decade because of that movie.
Nobody can blame you there.
Thank you. Yeah, and then the reboot for TV is also just beyond incredible. It's so good.
I'll have to check it out.
Do check it out. And it's really short. There's only, I want to say like 8 episodes or 10 episodes. It won't take long. Junior and I did it in like a weekend and then went straight back and watched it again. It was that good. So I need for there to be softball in Station 19. You can't just say, oh, we play ball, and then not show me them playing ball.
No, I mean, Melissa's obviously emotionally vested here. So somebody's got to get it to Peter Page.
People aren't gonna see this because, you know, video. But look, I am wearing a baseball shirt right now. Right now.
It says Marina.
Says Marina 19. I may have made it. It may be one of my collection.
Which we're going to insert a shameless plug here. Yeah.
Yeah, shameless plug. Oh, please go and buy some stuff because all profits go to Acto Sicilia. Link in bio. Go buy some.
And they're all amazing. So please go check out and buy some shirts.
And you can buy a baseball shirt. And in fact, let's do a thing. People, it's not overly expensive. Go get yourself a baseball shirt. I think it's 20 quid from the UK store. We'll all take our pictures wearing our Marina 19 baseball mm-hmm. shirts. Varsity we'll make shirts. Up a little montage. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's from the Varsity collection. And we'll send them to Peter Page and tell him we need softball in our lives.
Yeah, that we already have the shirts. We already have the Varsity shirts.
We can make it happen.
We can, literally. Like, if we right. could... You know how fun it would be if we had a fan softball league? Like, if we all lived within a decent place of each other, we had a fan softball league, how cool that would be.
Oh, my God. Well, if I happen to be in a warmer climate...
Yeah, just...
Sometime next year. Yeah. And if all this like really brutal physio that I'm having pays off and I can A, grip a ball or a bat and B, swing the bloody thing,
yeah.
maybe we could work something out.
Maybe. In this warmer climate. I don't know. For some reason, April sounds like it might be a decent time.
You know, I don't have anything on in April. That would be convenient.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Softball. You're right, you've been drinking long.
That was just really aggressive and it caught me off guard. Softball. I was just not ready for it. Okay.
Right. It's going to be one of those episodes this week, isn't it?
It's all right. They had to wait for it, so we might as well make it good.
Do you have anything more to say about the glorious sport of softball, or shall we move on?
Let's move on, because I feel like we could stay on this one for a while.
I know, and I'll start talking about A League of Their Own again. Staying on sort of a sporting slash athletic theme, Andy's mm-hmm. self-defense classes.
Yeah, I would totally take those.
I would if I didn't have to touch anyone sweaty.
Okay. But I think that might be, like, you might be disqualified for that. Sorry.
I'm not a big fan of sweat.
I just think you have to touch the other person because you have to learn the moves.
Yeah, like the holds and the...
Yeah. Yeah. So
the I grabs think and the holds to touch and the things.
I'm sorry.
If I could just be partnered with like Karina or Maya, that would be fine.
I was just going like to say, what if you could pick who you want?
Their sweat would be less offensive, I feel, than
okay. So I'll just put you with sweat. Maya or Karina. It's done. Done deal.
Height-wise, we're probably going Maya, aren't we? Because Karina's going to...
Yeah, we don't want it to be unfair.
Significantly taller than me. Could probably wrap her arm around my neck 3 times.
Oh, my God. Remember when I couldn't stop laughing that year? I was like, I couldn't fight your mom because she was a midget, not because of her age. Do you remember that? It had nothing to do with her age. It was because she was a midget.
Yeah.
I can't fight a midget, Melissa.
I just got a vision of myself with Stefania with her arm outstretched yeah. and her yeah. palm on my forehead and my arm swinging and me making exactly. like zero contact.
Exactly. That would be it.
That would be the situation. That would be the situation. Yes. Whereas I feel like I'd be in with a fighting chance, at least size-wise.
With Danielle.
Yeah, Maya.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, these self-defense classes, we saw one. One self-defense class.
That's true.
And we haven't even heard it mentioned again. She hasn't even said in passing, oh, I can't do that because I've got my self-defense class that day. Or you can't schedule right. the clinic for this day because I have my self-defense class on this day.
Does she bring it up in the finale when she's talking to the new mayor? And she's like, you potentially lose Crisis One, Girls Fire Camp. Does she mention it there?
Well, you're the person who has watched that episode approximately 86 times.
I know, and that's why I can't. It's kind of making me think that maybe she brings... I don't know. No, but either way, we don't hear. It's not like something we hear or see advertised or anything like that. I agree with you. It's gone forever.
And we'll talk about it in great detail later. Don't worry, I'm not, you know, we're not forgetting it. But I feel like those self-defense classes are like a little nod to her assault. And so there was no follow through on the assault. And I feel like there's been no follow through on this. And if they had followed through on this, at least it would have felt like there was a bit of follow through with the assault, I feel.
Right. No, I agree. That's a good way to look at it. It's a good point, a good perspective.
And the same with Vic's girls' camp. You brought that up. Do we know what's happening with that? Do we know how often these things are going to go on? Do we know if there's another one that's being planned?
Right. Like, is it like a class where we do this once a week for 4 weeks? Is it like, I agree. Like, there's nothing. It's just
no.
Yeah.
And I think that was a brilliant thing to bring up as well, because obviously there was the whole thing of there's not enough. We've heard it mentioned so many times that there aren't enough women applying. And so that's brilliant. Get them while they're young. And I loved that the girls that were like championed were girls of color. And so I loved all of that. There was so much meat there. Everything about it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And then it was like a very special episode of maybe, and I'm sure it's been mentioned in passing again, but I think we need to see it.
Right. I agree.
And I don't want it to be like the cop stuff where it's like one and done. Like, yeah. Oh, we did it. We covered it. We'll just say that it happens and then we'll not do anything else with it.
Right. And that's a good way to put that too. It's like you get a little glimpse of it, like hi, and then that's it, like hi and bye.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let us see it, because if it's important enough for you to raise and you to make an episode out of it, then it's important. And I just like it, yeah. Even like another like little nod to it, like a couple of the girls come down to the station to shadow, or like they,
yeah. Or even if we just see a flyer on the wall for it, something. Yeah.
Just let us know.
I mean, even that, right? Like,
yeah.
So,
but it's I hope that that's not a one and done. I hope that we see more.
Yes, 100%. Plus, that episode was like, we got a lot of Chief Ross in that episode. I'm just saying. And the girls' fire camp episode, there's a lot of Chief Ross.
I understand that that's a priority for you, and I can understand why you would want to see more of that. That's absolutely fine. Another thing that is another one and done was this training day in 610, where they have 19 have this joint training day with 88 that obviously goes horribly wrong because Chappie dies.
Yes.
And again, I don't recall, which I probably should have done my homework a bit better, but you know, I don't know if they mentioned in that episode, like, oh, it's another training day like we do every 6 months or like we do every year, or whether they just said this is an out of the blue thing that we're just doing just for bits and gigs. But
I think it seemed like
No, hold on. I'm going to self-correct immediately, because didn't Ruiz says at some point, I've set up loads of these things before and that shouldn't have happened. It's just come back to me. It's all coming back to me now.
There are moments. Oh, God, I love Celine. Totally love Celine.
I will literally sing every line of that song if you keep going, so I suggest that we put a pin in it now.
There
were nights of endless pleasure. Stop.
Oh God.
Just
I love that. No, you're the one singing.
I know. I've got that stuck in my head now. Baby, baby, baby.
If you touch me like this. Sorry.
My rock and roll credentials have just gone right out of the window.
At least we're not singing I Like to Touch Myself or whatever it was last time. At least we're not singing that one.
That is a very good song. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh.
Okay. I'm just saying, I think Celine was a little bit better.
It's a very good song. But yes, no, Ruiz. from Celine Dion to Teodora Ruiz.
Teodora.
But yes, he says that he's set up loads of those training days before. So clearly this is, again, something that happens all the time. Why are we only seeing one 6 years in?
Just like the firefighter's ball.
Just like the firefighter's ball. When did this start happening? Never been mentioned before. Could have had a bunch
Never
of fun.
Never seen it before.
Drunk yep. people. Drunk people in stilettos.
Dancing.
You
Supposed
know,
to be food.
But we would get a chance to see everyone in their finery.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
No. It just has to be. They have to take it from and then take it from us.
There you go. Or, you know, they just give it.
I love how I stutter and you understand it. You just kind of keep going sometimes. You're like, yeah, I got it. She didn't make any sense, but I understood.
I speak fluent Tiffany, so I'm fine.
You do. Yeah.
Everyone so else is probably like, okay.
I love it.
Yeah, I speak fluent. Huh? I'm fine. But, you know, they give us the firefighter's ball. We see everyone dressed to the nines. Everyone's looking fancy. A good time is had by nearly all. But then we realise that means that we've missed out on 5 years
mm-hmm.
of people in their finery.
Of the firefighter ball. Because yeah. where have these firefighter balls been?
Exactly. Are we going to see another one? We ask ourselves.
If they're going to go by how that one went, probably not. That one just didn't go that well. But I think we should. I think they need the chance to redeem themselves.
There you go. It's like falling off a bike. Like if it's gone horribly wrong, you need to jump straight back on said bike because otherwise the trauma sets in and you'll never get on one again.
You'll never do it again. Ever.
So straight back in.
All right, let's do it.
If you had to choose between the firefighter's ball and a softball episode, which would you go for? Essentially what I'm asking you is Merlin a baseball cap or Merlin a ball gown, aren't I? That's essentially what I'm asking you. That's what it comes down to for you.
And I think it's going to be the baseball cap.
Yes, good shout.
Yes, I think it's going to be the softball for me.
Yeah.
And I think you would agree with that.
Every single time.
The speech we got about it earlier, I mean, it's like...
What a ridiculous thing to ask me. I'm happy for them to just like relocate to to a baseball field and have most of it revolve around baseball and then we just... They just like go to the calls in their baseball kit.
Okay.
Get dressed when they're there.
Yeah. Just get like the turnouts over the.
Yeah.
I mean, that could work because, I mean, you have on pretty usually tight clothes and you play softball. So.
Yeah.
I could see that work. I could
kick
see
off your
working.
Cleats. Put your.
Your sneakers on.
Put your boots on. We call them trainers. Yeah.
Trainers, I love it.
Trainers. Sneakers are trainers. Okay. Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm down for it. What do you guys think? Do you guys want firefighter ball or
softball?
And also, I was thinking somebody emailed in asking, I don't know if you saw it. I need to respond to the emails, but they were asking what we mean by MVP.
Yes.
When you always ask me about
that.
What MVP is.
Yes, Hannah. Ask what MVP is. So. It's most valuable player. Mm-hmm. Hannah, to answer your question, it's American sporting terminology. MVP is the most valuable player.
We're referring to actors, not characters. So which actor did the best job in the episode?
Yeah.
It just made me think of that because we were talking about sports.
Yeah, because we were talking about sports. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So good plug.
Good plug. Any more to say about the firefighters ball?
So much to say, but no, we'll just keep going because, you know, I could talk about that episode like for a whole episode.
It is your favorite episode of all time.
It is.
Should be 305, just saying. Don't know where your loyalties are going.
It was so good. It was
good. It was good.
We
it
really need good. To keep going or I will start talking about
move
it.
On, like, move on, move on. Crisis One seems to... You actually mentioned this to me when we were talking about this episode. You said to me, you know what? Crisis One seems to have taken a little bit of a backseat. We hear about it. There's,
we do.
But there's only a bit of background chat about Crisis One now.
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that there were no Crisis One calls in season six?
Not that I can remember.
No.
No. So I think it really is kind of, it's not as severe as some of these have been, though. Like, you know, it wasn't a one and done, but I definitely think that they're veering away from it.
Yeah. The clinic seems to have taken priority.
Yes. Agreed.
Which I am very happy about because that means that Karina can get involved. Don't choke on your drink.
You're going to, that's like your goal, I think, is to make me choke.
I want a spit take before this is over.
Yeah, all over the screen.
Yeah. But no, but obviously it is, and it is a great way to legitimately bring Karina into the station.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the logistics of them making the clinic a priority because she's a main cast member and that's how we legit get a doctor over here. So right. I love it. I'm not complaining.
I love Crisis it. One was, I love it. Yeah. I want some more of it. Sorry.
I don't know. It's bothering me that I don't know that song. I feel like I should know it.
You do.
You're saying that your version of that song is so bad that I just don't recognize it from that snippet.
I love the. Yeah, like you thought about it really good.
Yeah, no, I don't think I do.
Nope.
Okay. but don't you think, because like Crisis One was kind of Dean's legacy, and so it feels like, and I know that the clinic's called the Dean Miller Memorial Clinic, but I just feel like they've binned off Dean's legacy.
I feel like you want me to say something.
I mean, only if you've got something to say.
I don't know why that was so funny to me. Are you meaning this as a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Also, I'm hoping that we get it back because that's a way for Vic to progress kind of career-wise. We've seen lots and lots of character progression. What scares you?
Like Vic going to school for psych, like then are we going to lose her as a firefighter? That scares me. I don't want to lose Vic as a firefighter.
No, I don't think we'll lose her as a firefighter, but it would be good for it to come back so that we can get a bit more Crisis One, but also, you know, Vic can then progress up the ladder and not just be stuck as Firefighter Hughes for the rest of her life if that's not what she wants. And also, maybe we could get to see a bit more of Diane.
Little diddly about Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Sorry.
That was beautiful.
Very
thank you for sharing.
Karaoke mood today for some reason.
It is like sitting opposite a jukebox.
You never know what you're going to get.
No, that's it.
Like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Ron Forrest. What a movie. I've only got one more thing to bring up in this kind of grouping.
Montage. Tiffany's,
yeah, Tiffany's making fun of me because I'm doing my hand movements again and she's mocking
wax
me
on,
by matching.
Like,
it was very Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off, wasn't it?
It was. Mm-hmm. It's bringing you all in.
But the only thing that I've got left to discuss before we move on, if you're happy, is my pet storyline from season 6, which was the fires in Theo's neighborhood.
Yep. It's been a conspiracy to you for a long time.
Because I think it is a conspiracy. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist kind of a person in real life, IRL. But I do think that this is a IRL. I'm down with the kids. I know all the
just hip.
Text speech. I'm very hip. My hip cracked earlier, as you heard.
It did.
That is how hip I am.
You guys, that does not justify being hip when you move and your hip cracks. Have you seen that meme where it's like, I'm so offended that my body cracks, but I don't glow? Like those glow sticks that...
Oh, the glow sticks.
You guys have those over there? Yeah, like you crack them.
Yeah,
lived
in the 90s, like the 90s rave scene, which I was around for, yes.
Yeah, see, we don't glow.
Yeah, no, that sounds about
offensive.
That sounds about right.
That we don't glow.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, continue.
That's quite right. The fires in Theo's neighborhood, that seemed to like come to a bit of a abrupt end, mm-hmm. didn't it? It was just like, that was kind of the main thrust of all the episodes and all of the, you know, they sort of guide us towards these incidents. Oh, look, this is arson. Oh, look, this is arson. And then just ignored it.
Even brought in like deeper level or higher level people.
Yeah. And Theo was like, oh, look, there's a pattern. Mm-hmm. And then it just all disappeared.
Yeah, it was just gone.
Yeah, but I would absolutely love for it to come back, for that storyline to come back, and for the cause of it all, the root cause of it all, to be Dixon and his political corruption. And then that would, like, keep him in our minds. It would still have him, like, cast a shadow on everything. And it would be like Dixon is kind of still with us in a way, which I think he deserves because he was such a great baddie. I would love for his kind of dark web of corruption to still be ever present and affecting us in season 7 and beyond. I think that would just be really great.
Okay. Okay. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting to still include Dixon in that way, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it would be also very interesting to include him that way. So that's an interesting viewpoint to kind of have him live on in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do we have anything else from kind of like in and around the station?
No, I think we had them good.
Yeah. Don't forget to join us next week for part 2 of A Spotlight on Lost Storylines.